Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that I hear a lot of good things about that 771 antenna. And I'm just curious, what's your location? The only word I caught in that last transmission was repeater, so maybe you moved or changed something, but it's back to poor signal. I think I heard you say you're north of Detroit, but you might want to try the 675, the Macomb repeater, but maybe I misunderstood you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm kind of northwest of Detroit, so in Livonia. 96-275 area, a little bit east of 96-275, so I think I'm right on the edge of the 65 repeater. Over.
Yeah, that is quite a ways. You actually, considering using a handheld and, five or less watts, you're actually doing not too bad. Over.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was fearing as well. Do you know if I got a base station of a 20 or 50 watt base station in the house with an external antenna? Would that work better to hit the repeater? Over.
Oh, for sure. You do considerably better. Even just getting a mobile antenna and getting the right connections to connect to your handheld. And putting mobile antenna on like a pie tin in your house or top of a file cabinet or something with a ground plane to create a ground plane, you'd be amazed. It's all in the antenna, and the height is 90% of it. I'm using just 5 watts right now to talk to you. But it's because of my antenna and its height that makes all the difference. Yeah, it's fun buying and testing new radios, especially since they're so affordable. A J-pole is a good idea, one of those, like a fold-up J-pole you can stick in a bag and take with you on the go. And they do a great job. You, tie a string to one end and get it up in a tree branch or something, and you'll get out real far.
Service on that because it's a magnet mount on top of the roof of the truck, so that helps out a lot. Over.